This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, the 10th birthday of Kurt Vile's iconic 2015 album, Believe I'm Going Down. Then, a new cover from Silver Synthetic, and a favourite from a Sonic Youth album also celebrating a release anniversary.
Alone in a crowd.
welcome to episode 207 of A Sonic Youth, and welcome to the chilled out world of Philly's constant hitmaker, Kurt Vile. That track was I'm an Outlaw, the banjo-led second song on the 2015 record Believe I'm Going Down. Born in 1980 in the suburbs of Philadelphia, the third oldest of 10 children, Vile first learned banjo in his early teenage years. Around the dawn of the millennium, while working as a forklift driver, Vile began working on home recordings, influenced by Pavement, Smog, and Silver Jews. In 2005, he met Adam Grangesill, and they, together, formed The War on Drugs, releasing the first album in 2008. Vile's debut solo album, released in the same year, was named Constant Hitmaker. Shortly after that, Vile left The War on Drugs to focus on his own career, although Grangesill remained a member of Vile's backing band, The Violators, for a few more years. Vile soon released two more solo albums, and in 2011 he released Smoke Ring for My Halo, what I consider is the starting point of his four-album run of greatness. In 2013 came Waking on a Pretty Daze. That album is possibly the greatest 2010s indie album. Certainly, it contains probably the greatest 2010s indie rock song, Waking on a Pretty Day. On that album, Vile balanced the psychedelic experimentation of his earlier records with some heavier instrumentation and his affinity for writing catchy hooks. It's an incredible full album, with no bad songs. 2 years later, he released our focus album, Believe I'm Going Down. This record is more stripped back, swapping psych rock for folk influences, but keeping the laid-back stoner vibe. And what emerged is another brilliant album. A lot of the record was recorded in the beautiful desert wonderland of Joshua Tree at Rancho de la Luna Studio. There, Vile sat in with African desert blues legends Tanarawin. He then brought out his musician friends, including Stella Mosgawa on drums and the late Rob Lasco to play bass and engineer. Some songs were recorded on the East Coast, but most came from sessions in the Californian desert. The record was of course led by the relative superhit album opener, the stoned out introspective funk of Pretty Pimpin'. Another standout track is Dust Bunnies, more on that one later. Those two tracks are the most conventionally full band indie rock sounding on the record. The remainders are slower, shimmering back porch guitar gems. Many of the songs are introspective, but with Vile's ever-present dry humour. Standouts to me include the one-man effort of All in a Day's Work, the psychedelic Lost My Head There, and the dark alt-folk of Wheelhouse. But the track I want to play is like a warm hug, and it's one that really shows off Kurt's guitar style. Here's Wild Imagination.
I'm looking at you, but it's only a picture, so I take that back. But it ain't really a picture, it's just an image on the screen. You can imagine if I was the rat, just like I can imagine, you can imagine it. Can't you? I got a wild imagination. Give it some time. 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 laughing out loud. So much it appears that I'm crying, babe. Yes, come out on the porch, mama. I'll tell you about my past. There's believers and lovers, and druggers and dreamers, and drunkards and schemers. I'm afraid that I am feeling much too many feelings simultaneously at such a rapid clip. Give it some time, give it some time, give it some time, give it some time, give it some time. Give it some time, give it some time, give it some time, give it some time, give it some time. I'm looking at you, but it's only a picture, so I take that back. But it ain't really a picture, it's just an image on the screen. You can imagine if I was though, right? Just like I can imagine. You can imagine it, can't you? I got a wild imagination. Give it some time, give it some time, give it some time, give it some time, give it some time.
This is episode 207 of A Sonic Youth, and that was Kurt Vile with Wild Imagination. Next up, Dust Bunnies. Perhaps a bit of an outlier on this quieter Kurt Vile album, it's nonetheless the best song on the album. Actually, this is my second favourite song of all time, and also, I guess, my favourite indie rock song of all time. It's infectiously catchy, with a perfect to and fro between the keyboard and jangly guitar lead, and Vile's lyrics are as dry and funny as ever. Plus, as excellent as the studio version is, the looser and louder KEXP live and studio version is even better. So make sure to check that out. I played it on episode 200. But because we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the album release, here's the studio version of Dust Bunnies.
It's hard to see when it's all red.
A Sonic Youth, and that was Kurt Vile with my vote for the best indie rock song, Dust Bunnies. Next up, another record celebrating a release anniversary. It's been 30 years since Sonic Youth released the Washing Machine album. With one of the great album covers, I think this is also one of the great Sonic Youth albums. It was the band's ninth, the follow-up to experimental Jet Set Trash and No Star. By far the standout track on the record is the almost 20-minute epic, The Diamond Sea, one of the great pieces of guitar experimentation. I think it's almost like indie rock's Sister Ray. The Diamond Sea is a Sonic Youth essential. Triple SD played that on his guest feature on this show 2 episodes ago. My other favourite tracks are Skip Tracer, Source Alike, and probably the record's most accessible song, Because. This is one of my favourite Kim Gordon-led songs. I think it sees Sonic Youth finding the right balance between the noisy guitar and the concise enough rock song.
Wish I could change the way that
That was Sonic Youth with Because from the now 30-year-old album Washing Machine. Our final track this week is a newly released cover of a Lou Reed classic. New Orleans Silver Synthetic is a favourite modern alt-rock band, which I've played a few times on this show before. They just released an Aquarium Drunken Sessions EP. It features a cover of Charlie's Girl from Lou Reed's 1975 album Coney Island Baby. This was always one of my favourite non-Velvet Underground Lou Reed songs. Silver Synthetic's cover is faithful, and it's a tight-sounding version of a pleasant summer afternoon great. So to see us off, here's Silver Synthetic covering Charlie's Girl. Man, she's gonna turn you in. And me, you know, I thought I lucked out. Now look at the trouble I'm in. You know you better watch out for Charlie's girl. 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 It happened on New Year's Eve. Said everybody had to leave. They had the warrant in the hand. They wanted to bust the whole band. I said if I ever see Sharon again, I'm gonna punch her face in. You know you better watch out for Charlie's girl. 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 You know you better watch out. Watch out, you better watch out. Watch out, you better watch out. Watch out, you better watch out. Watch out for. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.